Precious tritium is the fuel that makes this podcast go. There's only 25 pounds of it on the whole planet.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Moaning about your Sunday. My Sunday was shit. Had to wait all day to get at my bed, so I got it at 7. I got home, I constructed it really quickly. It was just half an hour, but I was sweating like mad. But now I've got a bed frame, mate.
So you're no longer sitting on your little hipster mattress on the floor.
No, so this is a thing, yeah, right? I had the mattress and I thought, oh, this is pretty cool. It's pretty like, no, oh yeah, I'm digging this. Then I had like the kind of little base underneath it.
So you're upgraded from floorboards.
Slightly. And I come back the other day and I just looked at it and I was like, this is sad. This is bad. This is sad. Welcome to Swinging Through Spider-Man. I almost said Spider Frame. Welcome to Spider
Frame. Cod passed last week now, Spider Frame. Fuck me.
Welcome to Swinging Through Spider-Man, a Spider-Man podcast that is, of course, not about bed frames, but Spider-Man. Me and Brad over there read through a Spider-Man comic in order from the beginning for the very first time. How has it been for you, Brad?
It's been one hell of a roller coaster, that's for sure.
Yeah, and we're going wild, man, speaking about goddamn bed frames in the first minute of the old podcast, man. We're at issue 56 now.
Grand old age, man.
I'm going to need you to tell me what happened last time, specifically at the end.
Okay, so, quick rundown. Not last issue, but issue before. Doc Ock's like, yo, I want to slide into Aunt May's house, DMs, all that sort of bollocks. Spider-Man's like, nah, you ain't going to live with my Aunt May. They have tussle in the house. So, Doc Ock then leaves, and he's just like, you know what, fuck this. I'm going to go steal the Nullifier back. I'm going to go break into Iron Man's gaff where there's the most deadly weapons, and I'm going to make sure it works there, like the ultimate playground. Spider-Man, using his actual Spidey sense for once and his brain power, deduces that Doc Ock's going to be breaking into like the mass producing weapons factory in New York. They have a bit of a tussle and Spider-Man gets knocked on the head. As he gets knocked on the head, he's like, what's going on? And then Doc Ock is just like, oh, yes, we are besties. We go like way back. now Spider-Man says, oh, all right, then, sound like you ain't going to lie to me. So I'll just hang around with you. You seem cool in your tubby toddler body. And now Doc Ock is now commanding Spider-Man to do his bidding.
Yeah, crazy, crazy stuff. It all went upside down. Spider-Man got blasted.
As my mama would say, it's gone tits up.
Yeah, really, really, it has gone tips up. And there's a title for the episode. I hope that isn't censored.
Straight up.
That's straight up, yeah. Spider-Man hit with a Nullifier, doesn't know where he is, and that is where we begin issue 56, mate. Shall we get right into this?
Dive in.
Okay, so the scene begins with Spider-Man loading the Nullifier into the escape van.
Meanwhile, you've got the one henchman that's been there this whole entire time. He's fucking useless, this bloke is. He can't even drive.
No, you do not speak about trusty Gary like that. Gary. You give him respect. The respect he deserves working for me, Dr. Octopus.
Like Gary's just like the henchman apprentice. working for like £4.50 an hour.
Wow, Spider-Man's doing all the donkey work, as it were. He's lifting the Nullifier and he's just getting chastised by Gary. And Dr. Octopus is saying, hurry up, the police are here, hurry up. And Spider-Man's got the tools, man.
Spider-Man's just like, okay, boss, I'll do what you say, boss.
So this first frame is very much the record skip, pause scene. You're probably wondering how I got into this situation.
Yeah, that's definitely it.
Yeah, he's loading that stuff up. He's also amnesiac, so he doesn't know who he is, where he is, or what is going on.
That was it. You got hit by the full power of the Nullifier. Like Doc Ock cranked that fella all the way up to 11.
fucking turn it up. That's exactly what it did. He turned it right up.
I want to see you open this bit up. This one is called the motherfucking nullifier.
Yeah, he did that. He turned it right up. Spider-Man's mind. Well, his mind's all right. It's just his memories and scrambled eggs. He doesn't know what from what. But he's in the back of this getaway van blasting away. And he's sitting in there thinking, gee, Willikers, something here is not right.
This is going against every fibre of my being.
Yeah, and they're in the back of the van. Gary is, of course, driving. And they're saying to each other, shall we set Spider-Man on the police? He's like, why fucking bother? We've got the big guns. Let's use the big guns. They turn around and just put the nullifier on this chasing police car, which obviously shuts down. It's foolproof and they're away. But Spider-Man jumps into action saying, listen, sir, the nullifier is steaming. It's broken.
Grossed.
I've just used all their uses up of the nullifier. Of course, that's probably why it was heading to Stark's factory to get repaired.
Ah, that makes perfect sense.
Because I was fucking around with it before in an earlier issue.
Yeah, it got dropped from the side of a building as well, wasn't it? It was a typical, do I grab the nullifier, save the people below, or catch Ock? Obviously, Spider-Man's going to catch the nullifier.
Yeah, it's still broken, though.
Oh, yeah. Just stuff from being broken. But the thing is that gets me is that Spider-Man's like been tranced. And like, he's just like, whoa, where am I? And then just like, imagine the camera slowly panning over to Doc Ock and his fucking horrible grin from ear to ear. Like, literally frog-looking man. He's just like, yes, we are best friends. Like, the most horrible lighting going. He's like, yes, I am definitely a good guy.
But no, he doesn't know what's going on. And as Doc Ock is tinkering with this, the little nullifier, Spider-Man's just pondering what if, what be. He's going into the deep stuff and he comes to the conclusion that I've got to accept one fact. I'm a criminal.
That makes sense.
And I'm the partner of Dr. Octopus somehow.
Well,
but I don't know.
We've already well established that Spider-Man is a domestic terrorist.
Yeah. Now he's double down on that. He doesn't know where he is. He thinks as they head towards the hideout, he doesn't recognize it and he thinks, I know my memory's gone, but I'm feeling like I'd know this place if it was our hideout.
this shithole, this would definitely be ingrained in my memory.
Well, the nullifier has been damaged, of course, in the escape attempt, and Doc Ock needs it fixed with an isotope, an isotope under military guard, apparently. So he ain't going to do that himself. So he turns, as when they get back to the hideout, he turns across to Spider-Man, points at him and goes, you're fucking do this work for me now. And Spider-Man goes, what's coursing through my body right now? It feels like rage.
Some sort of anger.
I don't know how much I'm paid. I'm pretty sure it's nothing and I am pissed.
Mate, Spider-Man needs to get himself into a union. He needs to get himself into the henchman union.
And Dr. Octopus stands there going, you know what? Take your fucking mask off as well. I want to see that face. And Spider-Man turns to Gary and goes, I'm pretty sure what's the union ruling on this, Gary? You've got a mask on. I've got a mask on. I'm taking these off.
Gary's just looking Spider-Man dead in the eyes like, don't kink shame me.
This isn't a mask. This is life. Well, Spider-Man's feeling pretty rebellious and he's kind of cutting it on to Doc Ock here. As he pulls the mask off, he goes, well, I want to know who I am too, mate. But how do you not know what I look like if we're partners?
Ah, foolproof. That makes sense.
It's coming tense and they start moving on each other, proper mobilizing. Spider-Man doesn't want to get on Doc Ock's bad side because he doesn't know what's up. And Doc Ock is really tense because he knows what's up.
Yeah, just beads of sweat dripping down his, what I could only presume, already greasy face.
Well, Ock is pretty pissed off. He's like, you fucking partners? What? Boss? He's giving the orders. But Spider-Man says, I can't remember, I don't really know you, but every instinct, and this is what he says, every instinct within me wants to to smash out, to strike and destroy you. And he grabs Doc Ock by the neck.
Spider-Man just got that unbridled rage seething in his veins, man.
Well, that's obviously Spider Sense kicking in. It's danger time, and Spider Sense knows that Doc Ock is no one to be trifled with. They kind of head to a standoff. There's too many risks for either of them, and Doc Ock gets it across that, you know, nobody is pushing me around, and Spider-Man feels the same. Maybe you are my boss, but I'm not getting pushed around by you either. And they kind of...
Listen here, Doc. Raise the minimum wage and we'll talk.
They kind of come to like a unspoken agreement that Spider-Man listens and Doc Ock says, which is pretty rough going. So Ock lays the plans out and maps the path directly from the hideout to the isotope needed to repair the nullifier. But Spider-Man is going to have to tangle Metal Gear Solid style with a military installation to get this isotope.
Yeah, I could just imagine Peter Parker getting into a cardboard box. He's like literally just his style.
And Doc Ock prepares a map, and Spider-Man puts that map on his back and heads out to do Doc Ock's work, questioning himself and the motives all the way. But what I have to say is that's really kind of Doc Ock to put the map on his back and send him out. He's like, do you want sandwiches as well? Would you prefer in a tinfoil wrapped up? Nice one, yes.
Would you like them cutting to triangles or in half? Spider-Man's like, in half, please. And Ox is like, no! You must have them in triangles!
Perfect tessellation. Crusts. That's are we going on to crusts? What's he having? Which one's it? Is it crusts or no crusts?
Peter Parker strikes me as a crust kind of boy.
No. He has to. How can people not eat the crust? I find that so odd.
That's what I'm saying as well. Like you know that toasty bit of the crust, like the top part of
the
loaf.
Best bit.
Damn, I wish they would make a whole loaf of that. It's literally amazing.
The nubbins.
I
think, what is there a proper name for the end bit of the loaf?
No, not the end bit, like the top bit. Like
the top bit.
Like, imagine it's been baked in the tin, the bit that was literally like that little
touching,
bit closer to the
bottom. Yeah, I get it. But Doc Ock he's made Spider-Man's packed lunch and sent him out to work with a map. Meanwhile, the gang is, of course, Gwen Stacy, Mary Jane Watson, Harry Osborn, and also up including Anna May Watson, MJ's aunt, and Aunt May, Peter's aunt. They're all wondering about Peter Parker's disappearance, and they've all kind of got together to calm Aunt May down, who's crying and worrying, you know, all the time. And they don't know where he is. Harry Osborn just thinks Peter gets his kicks from disappearing and being a mystery man. But then he comes around to his senses.
Harry's just really done with Peter's shit.
Yeah, absolutely. So Harry kind of comes to his senses when Mary Jane brings in the news that Spider-Man has teamed up with Dr. Octopus. And of course, it's too simple. Pete is just out on assignment, but that worries Aunt May even more. Why can't he just have a normal job?
Because normal jobs don't pay the bill, Aunt May.
Another meanwhile, very important, is that all the hotshot military brains and the police have gathered in one single room to discuss the nullifying situation. It's a state of emergency, and they're getting the best brains together. So it's Colonel John Jameson, and it even names another person. The policeman, Gwen Stacy's actually retired policeman, Captain Stacy.
Captain
They're on the double.
Spacer, on the double. Really, this is just a group of men sitting around a table pointing fingers at who lost the nullifier.
No, they're actually all pretty clued up that Dr. Octopus must never leave the town, which I'm pretty sure is another word for we're going to fucking shoot him.
Cool. I mean, I'm not going to lie. When you got like a man that's literally willing to blow up the military and drop massive machinery on folks in the street, you should probably just gun him down.
It's about time. Like we said in a few episodes previous, Doc Ock should have been stabbed a long time ago. He should have bled out on the street.
Like, I do still find this funny that if Spider-Man just had the balls to be like Punisher and just carry a fucking shank, like all of his fights would be over in 2 seconds.
It'd be too easy. But no, they get together, Jameson, Captain Stacy, and other hotshots. They want army at every tunnel. They want Doc Ock caught. They've got to catch him. He might not be trying to leave the city. They need to be aggressive. He might not be running away at all.
Mm.
So why
But we know, well, we know that he has resided in the city for a while now, in underwater bases in the past.
Yeah, so they just want to go after him rather than wait for him, which is
tactical.
Which is pretty key. Yeah. Meanwhile, Spider-Man is doing his Metal Gear Solid Snake impression, and he's tunneling through the vents into this military installation. Dun 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 dun. He's going right through the vents. He's got the map on his back. He jumps in, rips apart the iron bars, and the alarms go off, and the army gets into
what was that?
Yeah, straight up. Pull the straps out on Spider-Man. The Glocks are out. The Sig Sauras are out, pointed directly at Spider-Man. He's not getting out of here alive on the army's account. And he's got the isotope in hand, ready to take it back to Doc Ock. They're going to fire on him.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's a tough mission, to be fair. Just went in there, fucking bending Rodriguez them gates, man. Just straight away. He's on his way. It's that quick, isn't it?
He goes straight through the door. He's just might as well knock on the front door.
It's not even like two gates. It's just a gate that you would put on like a school, like a school gate. And he's just bent it, and that's it. That's all there is.
He gets in far too easy. All I'm saying, ring on the front door, pretend you're Domino's Pizza. Where's the pizza? It's your fist through a box, straight in his nose. Easy. That's the most upsetting entrance. You're there on army duty expecting a nice, delivered, hot, fresh, expensive pizza.
Mate, especially if you have already paid for the Domino's Pizza app of a pizza supplier. But like, you've already paid for it through PayPal at that point. So not only do you get pain, you also got
rock. So he opens up the pizza and it's Spider-Man's fist in his face. That doesn't actually happen, but I think it would be that much better if it did. But Spider-Man gets in, gets out, almost without a fight, but they get guns pulled on him, which causes a bit of a situation as he's fleeing. He drops the map behind. The map, of course, which leads directly from Ox hideout to the military installation. To simply read that backwards takes the army to Doc Ock's hideout. You said what, Spider-Man? You said what? Kill the oven. Kill the oven. Take it portable. But no, Spider-Man is he's fleeing. And weirdly, he thinks, well, I could have made the map safer, but I didn't. And maybe that's because I wanted to be found, but I don't know why. Which is pretty dumb.
Or maybe just Spider-Man is the worst henchman in the world.
Yeah, maybe he's just a fucking idiot. We know that to be true.
mate, this is why you wasn't picked for the Avengers.
Yeah, see, if this was a test, he failed. You downright failed. Actually, if it was a test for the Avengers, he would have passed because he's giving up the position of the villain.
That's a good point.
Another one to consider. But no, Spider-Man's really debating life as he swings through the air. He doesn't know what's gone on. He's left the map behind. And the big shot show up. John Jameson's on scene. Colonel John Jameson. Everyone salute. Give him the respect he deserves. They can't believe that Spider-Man's gone in and got out without any damage. He's got the isotope. He's gone. But look what he's left behind. It's a map showing the direct route from the installation, the military base, to Doc Ock. And it's Jameson's lead. Spider-Man's clever. So they all think it could be a ruse. They give him a bit too much benefit there, I think.
like Spider-Man would definitely lead us to a trap. I thought Colonel Jameson was saying that, like, singing Spider-Man's praises, basically saying, like, oh, there's no way, in the last issue anyway.
Yeah, but that's what he's kind of got on. He's got, this is genuine, and I don't know how it's working, but this is the best lead we've got. So he's going to take that, and he's going to run with it, Brad. He gets the army together. They get in the Whirly Bird, as Stanley describes it in his yellow panel. They get in the Whirly Bird, which is a Chinook helicopter.
Didn't Stanley actually serve at all somewhere? It would be from the right era.
No, he did. He did serve in the army from 1942 as a member of the Signal Corps.
Oh, well, there we go.
Telegraph poles. Wow. There we go. Nice.
Coolio. So all this is like from, you know, real life inspiration then.
Yeah, I'm glad to know that the technical term for a helicopter is a whirly bird.
Meanwhile, like Russia versus USA, like the Russians are fucking dark as fuck. like they will literally snap your legs. And we're just like, look at the way it flies.
Well, John Jameson with the map set to crew out to raid Dr. Octopus. This all feels a bit Rainbow Six, mate. They're sending in the squad. They're sending in Fuse.
You're sending Fuse. You're going to have a bad time.
You're sending Fuse, man. You're going to get some body parts on that floor. So they send in...
Okay. Real talk now. Right. Remember Molten Man?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be Montang.
Montang.
With a big shield.
Yes. I never use him. Shocker would be someone. I'm thinking, who would Shocker be?
What's his name? Is it Jaeger, the one with the shock traps?
Yes. There's Castle. I don't know. This is a whole other thing.
Yeah.
Whole episode. This is Brad.
Deeper diving, man.
I know who Spider-Man is, and that's Cavalera.
Oh, damn straight.
You're never finding her.
Just sneaking round, player outside of map.
They send a group of army men, soldiers, and spec ops troops to raid Dr. Octopus. They want an entire cordon on the area. They've got 24-hour radio contact, and they don't want a fucking grasshopper slipping through.
Ooh, tech.
So, well, Spider-Man, of course, on his way back to the hideout, pretty happy because he's got the isotope, is instantly attacked as... Ock and Gary realise that Spider-Man has blown their cover.
Could you imagine if that isotope canister, that like long cylindrical chrome canister...
It's a Thermos flask?
Yeah, exactly. Like, just imagine if he just opens it up and it's KFC Graver.
Well, I like this, but I don't like it any more than, say, isotope I6, you know?
I do like it chunkier.
Drinking it. Well, he comes in. Spider-Man comes in, and he's instantly attacked as they realise Ock and Gary, his last remaining gang member, realise. So let me do that again. Ock and his last remaining gang member realise that Spider-Man has obviously blown their cover because he shows up with the isotope, but they realise the map's not on his back, and they realise that the map shows them everything.
He's
mapless. He's without Tom Tom, he's just Tom.
Oh, I guess he's really lost it this time. Oh.
He's done it again. He's done it again.
It's just Gary's, yeah, just like, boss, why didn't you send me? Just like, because you're a fucking idiot too.
Because when he turns up, Gary's just going to get shot in his head.
That's a good point.
Spider-Man can dodge bullets. Gary's just Gary.
Just like Doc Ock's there, just like gently caressing Gary's mask. He's like, no, Gary, sweet Gary, no.
No.
You're too precious.
Well, Doc Ock thinks that Spider-Man's against him, which he isn't. Spider-Man's just an idiot. So, Doc Ock... It's true.
That's literally the whole of Spider-Man comics.
But it's true though, isn't it? Like, he's coming... And Dr. Octopus says, I don't want to. I'll show you how I deal with rebels in my camp, boy. And Spider-Man's like, I'm not a rebel. I just forgot it. And no, Spider-Man is not happy. Doc Ock goes to attack him. But he's already been attacked. He's lying on the floor, pretty wounded. Spider-Man jumps up and says, I don't know who I am or who you are or what our thing is, but I'm fucking damn sure that... I'm not going to take your shit lying down, and just goes for him.
Yes, you can see the anger in his face as well as he's lunging. It's a fucking great panel, that is. Genuinely amazing.
Spider-Man, great panel.
Yeah.
He
jumped up, man. Fucking both arms right into fucking Doc Ock's neck. He literally throat punching him as Doc Ock's like tentacles are just wrapping around Spider-Man at the same time. Genuinely beautiful artwork.
Yeah, it's brilliant. But what in fact ruins it, Brad, it's the fact that his attack is all for naught because Doc Ock just gets him with the arms and just gives him a nice good tickle.
Just a big old tickle.
You want a tentacle tickle? Yes, Spider-Man. Oh, isn't it bad being a rebel and you naughty little rebel?
Do you remember the Mr. Men's? Mr. Tickle?
Oh, no. No.
Just a big square with spaghetti arms.
Stay away, you demon.
Mr. Bad Touch.
What if it turned out that the Mr. Men were demons or something like that? That'd be pretty...
Very possible. Pretty, although that being metal. Said, I remember doing a little bit of research on demons before, and there is literally... And I fuck you not. Apparently, there is a demon, which is just an owl with extraordinarily long legs, like a flamingo. But it's just...
Little Miss Somersault, you mean? That one.
But you see, it's like the same size owl... But with really long legs. So it's like human height.
So welcome to the amateur demonology hour of swinging through Spider-Man. What about Mr. Bump? Because Lucifer was an angel that fell from heaven and hit himself on the floor.
Are you trying to tell me that Mr. Bump is the devil?
The devil, there are many. I think we just found this out. There's a few of them. Mr. Tickle is definitely Dr. Octopus. He's a devil all himself.
Damn straight.
But the fight is interrupted because the army show up and put boots to the door, mate. They're laying siege to the place. And they threw fucking smoke bombs through the window.
They are not fucking about, man. They're sending in the paratroopers and everything. Literally not fucking about. You can
tell how fucking scared Doc Ock is.
Yeah.
Because he goes, oh, it's the cops. No! They've got guns! What?
Doc Ock's got 5-star wanted level, man.
No, just reduce it. Take the tanks. Go! No! I'll come alive. Because you know there's no stepping down from 5-star wanted level. There's no going back.
I remember back in the day when you was playing the old GTAs, you just sort of slapped that cheat code when it got too hot.
He's got nowhere to go. He's too hot. Like, there's nowhere to hide.
He can't get himself to the payance, bro.
It's like when you're stuck on one of them streets and you're just like smashing, all in the woodland, and you're just smashing X trying to dip away.
Just like, you know, someone's playing GTA because all you hear is.
Pure stamina. But no, they all. So the three men in the hut, Doc Ock, Gary, and Spider-Man. And Gary says, this is all Spider-Man's fault. I don't want any of this. Doc Ock says, we've all got to team up now because we've got the entire fucking United States military after us.
Just Uncle Sam booting down the door.
Why is it Apocalypse Now?
Oh, fuck.
So, actually, in actual fact, you actually see two more gang members outside, one who isn't Gary. Just say, we're not taking it. We're not taking any bullets for Doc Ock. Go get him. Hands up. And they're full on up Hamburger Hill at this, mate. They're sprinting up the hill, fucking going for it.
Fucking full on guerrilla warfare, man.
And Doc Ock takes it in his own hand, says, you know, I've got the nullifier.
I'm not fucking around. This is what happens when you don't pay a decent pension. You get no loyalty, man.
No loyalty. These gang members aren't loyal. Doc Ock goes for the nullifier to shut the situation down because it's that powerful. But as he does so, the smoke grenades and tear gas come flying through the window.
Yeah, Uncle Sam at fucking about, man. It's like Stanley wanted to remind readers who the real heroes were.
Because in 1942, I was at this. I was doing this.
That's fucking spot on. Have you been practicing?
You think I haven't killed a boy?
Please say Excelsior.
No. Excelsior. Rest in peace, Dan. I keep forgetting. Yeah, I don't want to do his voice and not say that.
He comes from a place of love.
Yeah, it does. Of course it does. We fucking ain't about pissing around. But Doc Ock goes for the nullifier and he's proper Rainbow Six Siege. This is Esports League, man. They're not fucking around. he's done.
Not one bit, man. They're going in with the gas masks and everything. Gas masks, M16s, everything drawn, ready to do kill shots, man.
So Doc Ock is trying to clear the room with his tentacles. Spider-Man's on the wall. It comes down to it. Colonel John Jameson taking charge, dipping for the nullifier, gets his hands on it, turns it at Doc Ock, and just fries the bastard.
Fuck. Cold-blooded, man. There's no way. He doesn't even know what he does. He doesn't even...
But I like the scene where Spider-Man's just hiding on the wall and Doc Ock's screaming, please help me. And he's got the M16s and he's beating all the troops up with their own guns. And he's just like, I can't do this on my own. I can't.
Meanwhile, Spider-Man is doing the most spider thing I've ever seen. Like, you know, when it's crawling across the wall and then you know that the spider's clock that you've seen it and it just freezes. And he's just... And just on the wall, just there, like, just looking at everything.
He knows it's shit up, but and that, you know, Jameson clocks onto that, and this is John Jameson, of course, the war hero, not the coward, not the other cowardly, he's cowardly dad, but he clocks on, he's like, Spider-Man's part of this, yeah, but he's actually not doing anything right now, so something is definitely up, because Doc Ock is going ham on these soldiers.
Doc Ock is... literally beating them with their own guns. It's so fucked up.
Well, John Jameson turns that nullifier onto Ock and it just craps his arms out.
Only his arms. It turns Spidey's heads into scrambled egg, but like Doc Ock's only his arms are affected.
But maybe Jameson isn't turning it up to fucking...
to 11.
Or God knows what, yeah, but it fries Doc Ock and his arms just drop limply by his side. This doesn't usually happen. I have to explain. And no, he goes full coward mode and goes, you haven't got Spider-Man, no. No, no. Please hit them, Spidey, please. And Spider-Man just goes, excuse me, Mr. Jameson. I've got nothing to do with this. You know, I'm not going to hit you. And Jameson says, son, you're not going to fight the entire US Army today, boy. I'm telling you now, we've got you. And Spider-Man says, well, I don't know what happened. And I don't know how I got mixed up in this terrorist incident, but I'm not his partner. And Jameson says, I'm right. The nullifier is safe. Let's kick this one to the can. Let's arrest Doc Ock and move on. But mate, you're going to have to come with us and tell us what went on, and we're going to have to take your mask off because this is just shit.
It's coming for a debriefing, son. Coming for debriefing, a coffee and a hobnob.
The military move in to arrest Doc Ock and they take his arms from him and he's screaming, I know my rights. And they give it, obviously giving him reading him his rights, and he's saying, no comment. No comment.
Why do I feel like you don't get rights with the US Army though?
Why do I feel like the only right he has is not to be shot in his head?
And this isn't like the army of today where they genuinely give a crap about what they're doing. This is the army of back a day where they would literally pistol whip the fuck out of you.
Yeah, it's like this is the 60s, man. You were fucked. They're at war. They're literally at war right now. You could be a communist spy. You're dead. You're fucked.
Just like one geese with like an ace card in his hat, just going, "You're a norm, bitches."
Well, Doc Ock is locked up, but they turn to Spider-Man and say, "Look, last chance. You are going to have to come with us." And Spider-Man does that whole Monsters University thing where he's like, no, I can't go back to jail, and jump out of the window. He's gone. Nobody's locking me up. I'm going free.
just straight gone, man.
And John Jameson's there just go like, oh no, wait, please. And then a soldier comes up to Jameson and says, sir, I can still wing him from here. I'm a good shot. I can take him. And Jameson puts his hand on the gun barrel and pushes it down. Like, nope. Hold your fire, sir.
Meanwhile, there's a sniper like five trees back that can't hear the conversation.
Just it's game over.
Did you hear that one singular clap echo throughout the valley?
2 days later, they're doing the debrief and the cleanup. And we accounted for the exit of Spider-Man, but what about the dead boy? What dead boy? A dead boy wearing a Spider-Man costume.
Oh. No, it's just like that. With the tube continued flying in above.
The Seinfeld feature. Well, Spider-Man gets away and he crawls up a building and he doesn't know who he is. And he takes his mask off and looks into his reflection thinking, oh, that doesn't tell me anything. I'm just a white lad. Just me.
Like, could you imagine if before he takes his mask off, he's like, oh, please be black. Please be black. And then, like, just disappointed at his own face.
But he looks through the window, and I'm thinking, there's someone on the other side of that window, you know.
That is a good point. But the thing is, it's not like you'd have to be known. Like, for example, if Batman took off his mask, it's just like, oh shit, that's Peter Parker. Not Peter Parker. That's Bruce Wayne. That's Bruce Wayne, the eligible like billionaire that we all know and love or hate in some cases. But like with Peter Parker, you'd be like, yeah, I just saw this Peter Parker take his mask off. He's just some kid.
Spider-Man, you wouldn't believe it. He's just a fucking kid. Like some guy.
Just some guy.
Well, he climbs to the top of the tower. He doesn't know who he is. He's got no yesterdays, and he's got no tomorrow, as he puts it. He needs to get his memory back. He's fucked it.
What if he, like, finds, like, the nullifier and then turns it down to one? Do you reckon that would work?
Reverse it. Yeah. He's got to get back into a military position for that, though.
Mm.
But, man, that's the end of the issue. The next one, actually, and this is one I'm pretty excited for, because I have no idea, you know, this is beyond even my Spider-Man knowledge, as at this point, the coming of Kazaa.
Sweet.
I don't know who that bloke is. But that's rad as fuck. But that is the end of the issue, Brad.
Okay. That was a bit of a bum note to end on.
That was pretty rad, man. The fucking siege, man. They got Doc Ock. They took the fucking guns to Doc Ock.
That was fucking sick, but I just mean Peter Parker's little like existential crisis at the end. It's like...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, he doesn't know who he is, and that memory isn't coming back anytime soon. Wah, wah. Man, that's the end of the issue. That's the end of the arc, actually. We're moving on to something new now. Arc month-ish is kind of over, yeah. We haven't got any more Doc Ock. And we're not even going to do Kazaa next week because we've got to catch up with the annual.
Oh, we have been putting that on hold, haven't we?
We have been putting it on hold, and we have to do it. So we'll do that next time, and we'll resume after. But I think this is a really good note to end the arc on and come in with a little break, I guess, with the annual. So we'll do the annual for our next episode, and I'm pretty sure that'll be interesting. A bit more Human Torch action.
Ooh,
which is always fun.
Always love seeing Spider-Man and Human Torch wreck each other's shit for no fucking reason.
But one thing, actually, from last episode, we asked about Spider-Man's favourite fast food, and we did get a good answer.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, and it was in the DMs. So you can find us at Spidey Podcast. We love hearing off you, by the way. So if you haven't got a Twitter account, make one.
I mean, I did.
Because you can't review us on Spotify, which is dumb, because Spotify obviously make money off stuff that's on there because it has adverts, and you can't review anything on Spotify. If you don't like stuff, you just don't listen to it. And if you like stuff, you listen to it. It hasn't gotten a review. But Toxic Gaming Bobby, get this. Toxic Gaming Bobby, don't dissolve, you know, he's caustic. Don't get near him. He'll dissolve you. He thinks Spider-Man eats Chick-fil-A because it's the best chicken around, or Jimmy John's because if you want a goddamn good sub sandwich, you go to Jimmy John's.
Was he paid to say that? I feel like he was paid to say that. he's been listening to us talk about KFC all this time, and he's just a fucking rage filled.
Well, Brock Lesnar famously wears Jimmy John shorts. He's sponsored by Jimmy John's sandwiches, so you don't fuck with those because he'll come break your neck.
Jimmy John's so good he'll break your neck.
Yeah, Jimmy John, Brock Lesnar will come if you insult their quote-unquote fine sandwiches. Brock Lesnar's coming through your door like the Kool-Aid man.
I just had images of, like, you know when you get a Subway sandwich and they give you that like really, really thin, long bag to put the Subway sandwich in? Right. Like, I just imagine someone opening that and a whole Brock Lesnar head coming out. Just like, what you say about my sandwich, bitch?
I've never heard Brock Lesnar speak, but I imagine his voice is like, hey, I'm Brock Lesnar. Really bad voice.
You know what, mate? You're actually not too far off.
That's why he doesn't speak. He has to Paul Heyman speak for him.
My client!
My client, Dr. Octopus, is now in jail, and Paul Heyman is representing him. It's a thing, Brad.
That is a thing. I could see
it. It's a thing. But thank you, Toxic Gaming Bobby, for trying to leave a review. Unfortunately, you couldn't.
Can come through in iTunes as well, can't they?
Yeah, Overcast, I think you can leave a star. Apple Podcasts, of course, which is the new name for iTunes. You can leave a review there. And yeah, we appreciate them. I actually want to read one out if you would all kind of bear with me. We had a bit of a delay getting these reviews through, and one kind of really spoke to me, really did. So we had one from Hunter Epic. It's just fun to know the truthful origins of Spider-Man and all the wacky stuff he does. And I agree, mate. We had Spider Brother. He said, "You know, I've read a decent amount of Spider-Man comics and I've ate up the story, but I never really stopped to appreciate the details and the ridiculousness of some of the comics. Thanks for making such a fun show. And thanks even more for creating your own original lore." And I'll take that as a fucking stamp of approval, yeah, Brad, if you don't mind. But the one I wanted to look at was Emo-kun, who said on the 10th of January, where has the show gone? "I absolutely love this show and I've listened to every single episode, but now there hasn't been a new one for a few weeks and I'm really sad. I'm constantly checking to see if a new episode has been posted and I get disappointed every time. I really, 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 really hope you guys are not considering ending the show. It brings me so much laughter and I look forward to it so much, and I know there are many other listeners like me. If making the show is taking up your time, could you please ask for donations or subscriptions to continue the show? I would be happy to subscribe." And we're not going to take your money. We'll make an episode.
No. We do this for fun. The only time we'll ever, you know, monetize it in the future is if we turn it into a full-time job, but I don't see that happening.
Fingers crossed, we'll keep it going for the... you know, as long as we can.
Oh yeah,
but we really enjoy it. And what I would like to say is no, we won't take your money at this time we're just pissing around too much with this.
If you want to pay us compliments, because we love our egos being stroked, and just spread the word. If you've got a culture, if you've got a group of friends that enjoy just stupidly laughing at comics, then send them our way.
Yeah, I completely agree, Brad. I think maybe we'll make stuff to sell, like prints and shirts, but that's obviously hard work to make.
Yeah, so well, if you're interested... I'm still working through our Rose Gallery. Just the only problem is that my tablet that I use to do the illustrations is still at work, but the pen for said tablet is at home.
But no, I think we want to earn something rather than have something, and I appreciate it. I think that is how, you know, if we were just maybe American.
The way I see it is that we'll probably do some artwork, and if you want to contribute that, we don't want to take your money, but we might sell prints in the future, but that way you still get something for it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because we, you know, what I'd like to do is do additional episodes, because there's loads of Spider-Man stuff to read. There's fucking millions of it. But it would have to be at a point when, you know, we would have the time to do that, and we would only have the time to do that if we didn't have jobs, but we need to have jobs, which is it's a real shame. But that is how life is. And I tell you what, I just like doing this at the moment. I'm really happy. And those are always going to be there. Those comics are never going to disappear, so we can always go back and do stuff like that. But right now, Amazing Spider-Man, we'll read some spectacular Spider-Man when we get around, when that's in the way. So we'll focus on the main stuff. We'll need to be led by you guys. But again, thank you very much for your reviews. If you want to leave a review, please do so. But even more so, speak to us at Spidey Podcast. We love that stuff. And if you want our artwork, if you want it made, get on Brad's ass, because you can actually find him on Twitter now. So you can actually harass him.
Please do. It'll be the only thing I do on Twitter.
We really appreciate that. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week or soon enough with the 4th Spider-Man annual. Look out for that. It's going to be a bumper one, I think. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon, guys. Goodbye.